Shad and Carly.
Fridays, and this weekend I'm so excited and I'm definitely heading along to this. The Cardwell UFO Festival kicks off and one of the speakers is Yowie expert Rex Gilroy and he joins me now. Good morning, Rex.
Morning, Carly.
Tell us about how you become a Yowie expert.
61 years it's taken me. I've got hundreds of plaster cast footprints from all over Australia and I'm bringing a carload of them for the exhibition I'm going to put on, and I have a big illustrated display in my talk which shows fossil skulls and other evidence that I am out to show that there is a science behind the Yowie. It's not just a hairy monster. They're definitely primitive hominins.
So, Rex, have you yourself actually seen a Yowie?
Twice, at least.
Wow,
In 1970, in the Jamison Valley below Katoomba in 1970, at a distance, moving through scrub with a digging stick, and it was digging up fern roots, and it just kept on moving. I was about 20 metres from it. If it saw me, it took no notice. It just kept on moving. It was a male, dirty, grubby-looking, hairy, and it disappeared. It had long hair, that's all. They are not really hairy creatures otherwise, but it just disappeared into the forest. The more recent sighting was only about 2 years ago when I was in the Canangra Boyd National Park on the western edge of the Blue Mountains, and that's pretty wild country and has a long history of hairy man Aboriginal traditions going back before white man. But I got the feeling I was being followed, and I was returning to Heather, who was waiting at the car at a campground, and I was still in dense forest, and this being was following me at about 50 yards, and I looked back and caught sight of it hiding behind rocks and foliage, and then as I approached the edge of the forest, it gave up the pursuit. I believe they're very inquisitive about us.
If Yowies are real, which, you know, part of me would love to believe this, why isn't there more solid evidence of their existence? And why aren't people coming forward and saying, yes, this is real?
I have the fossil foundations of the creatures. I have shown that there is definitely something out there. There's more than one species. There's about five races. Once they catch on to what we've found, they're going to start looking in a scientific manner also. And it's only through a scientific manner that we're going to find anything. I have nothing to do with these idiots that are going around lately on Yowie expeditions. Let's go and catch a Yowie. It's much harder than you think. And they're out to try and get something that'll get them on television. That's not what I'm after. I'm after hardcore scientific physical proof. Until we can find the physical proof, all I ask of the Australian community is that they keep an open mind on the issue, because lack of evidence doesn't always mean lack of existence for any rare creature. And I've hunted searched for the Tasmanian tiger, the panther. I've got casts of them and the giant monitor lizard here with me to put on show as well.
It's a fascinating topic. Thank you so much for joining us, Rex.
A pleasure.